Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. The topic today, food, all kinds of food. In fact, later today, we'll talk about those who hunt for the elusive morel mushrooms that are so coveted by chefs and foodies everywhere. We begin, though, with a conversation about the Metro's hidden food gems, meaning restaurants and drink establishments that are, you know, tucked away physically or just don't get a whole lot of attention. All this is a subject of this year's Kansas City Star annual food issue that'll be in Sunday's newspaper, the Star's 2012 Food Section 1 first place honors from the Association of Food Journalists. And with us is the woman who throws all this together each year like she's making a giant salad for 150, the often honored food editor Jill Silva. And Jill, so nice to have you back again.
Steve, it's great to be here. Thank you.
So when you say hidden gems on the food scene, you're talking about what exactly?
Well, you know, we get press releases about new restaurants opening, and people follow those pretty closely. But there are just a lot of different products, people, and places that are really hidden in Kansas City. So we're always trying to take those stories and try to kind of show you behind the scenes. And you might know something, like we have a story about Christopher Elbow. You know about Christopher Elbow.
Sure, we all do.
But we also know he collaborates a lot, but you probably don't know that he's working on a P.T.'s chocolate right now with P.T.'s out of Topeka. So, you know, we try to put a different spin on it. Or we find some place that's been around for a long time and people have forgotten about it. And, you know, you Google their name and there's nothing. There's no Facebook. There's two Yelp responses and you're like, wow, I got to go check that out.
Well, if people have forgotten about them, I imagine in some cases you've forgotten about them too. How did you come up with the list? And did anybody help you sort of boost your memory a few times? Like, oh yeah, that place might be a good one to.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, being a journalist is all about working your sources, right? So, you know, you got to lunch with people. I was out to lunch with Doug Frost and he mentioned restaurant that I definitely had to try out that I'd never heard of that had the best carnitas in town, he said. Lynn Horsley passed along.
City Hall reporter
City
for
Hall
the
Star. Reporter, right.
Doug Frost being the master wine, master sommelier, right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And a columnist for the food section.
Sure.
So, you know, we're having lunch. Anyway, Lynn sends me an email and says something pretty cool is going on at City Hall that has to do with food, and it happens to be a healthy cooking show. So we go check that out. Have some friends in the north with the Northeast Chamber, and she said, you know, let's go to Peter May's House of Kielbasa. Have you ever been there? And I said, you know, I have an old dog-eared card that some food editor, you know, probably 50 years ago left in my desk, but I have never been there. So we go to lunch, we check it out, and we realize, oh my gosh, hardly anyone knows about this place, and it is just like walking into a time warp. It's fabulous.
Well, speaking of Doug Frost, he had a great column in your section today about trying to pair Girl Scout cookies with the right wine. I thought it was just a great idea for a column. And he found a wine that he thought worked pretty well with Thin Mints.
You know, Doug is just one of those people.
National treasure,
you know,
kind of guy.
He is, and he'll go highbrow to lowbrow. You know, there is nothing he won't do. And that's what we love about him. You know, so going to a carnitas place called Pepe's Carnitas in Kansas City, Kansas, that's only open on the weekends, you know, he'll do it, you know, and then he'll tell people about it.
Do the restaurant owners that you've cited in your section that comes out on Sunday, do they know who they are yet, or are they going to be surprised when they pick up the paper on Sunday morning or when they hear their names on the show here this hour?
Well, some of them might be a little surprised. Yeah, they were all very happy and they love, you know, the idea of being in the newspaper, but you know, I'm sure when they actually see it on paper, they'll be like, whoa.
Okay. Well, we're also interested in our listeners' thoughts on their favorite hidden food gems among Kansas City restaurants or products or drinking establishments that they like to frequent. Our phone number here, 816-235-2888. Again, 816-235-2888. Or you can also drop us an email to uptodate@kcur.org or tweet us at @kcuruptodate. Let's run some of these down, Jill. The Peter May House of Kielbasa up in Northeast Kansas City. Tell us about it, because this is one of those old-fashioned places that is sort of like just what it was several generations ago, right?
Well, it started in 1929 with Peter May. He was a real person. The family is now fifth generation owned, and there's a sixth generation of little children who are learning how to make the kielbasa.
And you've got a photograph, which you showed me before the show, of the daughter with the owner, and it's just to die for.
It's her dad. Her dad's holding a rail of sausage links, and they make them actually not in the link. They make them more in a round, a loop, and then you tell them how much you like, and they cut off the amount that you would like. And those loops are about 2 pounds. Anyway, the day I was there and they were making sausage, they were doing 300 pounds of ground pork, but a little six-year-old comes in, Reagan, and she says, Dad, let me help. I'll put on my gloves. Can I help? And he said, all right. And she gets on a footstool, takes her little, it's like a cocktail ice pick, and she pokes 6 times, she tells me, because when you hang those up and smoke them, you don't want them to explode out of the casings. So this little girl is learning.
So she's the poker holer, right?
She is the whole poker or poker. She was a doll, and she just had so much fun showing us the tradition of the family. And when you walk into that place,
yeah, describe it for us, because it really is something. Yeah,
you walk through the door. Okay, so it's off of Truman Road and Winchester on Bristol, 1654 Bristol. So it's pretty much a neighborhood these days, you know, lots of smaller homes, modest homes. And here's this little white home that's been there since 1929 and has a Schlitz sign above it. So you go in and...
Got to have a Schlitz sign.
Yeah. And inside, you know, it's just like going into some kind of a time machine. You think you're back somewhere in the mid-1900s.
And the Schlitz sign is the first clue.
That's the first clue.
If you have a Schlitz sign, you're getting something very real here, I think. Yeah.
Well, and inside, shake shingles and sleds on the ceiling and Coke memorabilia and, you know, family photos everywhere. And you've got an old-fashioned meat counter. And, you know, once upon a time, they did all cuts of meat. But, you know, as supermarkets have come and kind of usurped that business, kielbasa is their niche. So they continue doing kielbasa. It's just one of those things that people sort of know about through word of mouth. I stumped.
Which you're adding to right now.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that. Yeah. So, what a great place. It sounds just terrific.
It's fabulous.
Yeah. And the owner, he grew up in the neighborhood, right?
This is
where he's from.
Yes. He grew up in the neighborhood. And I don't actually say this in the story because I didn't have enough space, but his parents live across the street in the same house that his grandmother lived in. So they've been kind of handing off the business and the house for quite a long time.
So for the uninitiated out there, Jill, what exactly is kielbasa?
Kielbasa. It's a Polish sausage. And when you go in for lunch, I got a little confused because they said, do you want a Polish? And I'm thinking, I want something Polish. I'm wanting the kielbasa. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
And it was indeed. So if they talk and they say, would you like a Polish? They mean kielbasa, but it's a sausage. It's pork sausage.
And it's different than a brat.
It is different than a brat. It's a little denser, and it's smoked over walnut wood, so it has a little bit of a different smoke flavor to it. I really, you know, I've had a lot of the commercial brand kielbasas. Oh, my gosh, this will awaken your taste buds. You know,
really?
It's a huge difference.
Well, we're 45 minutes until Steve-O's lunch hour here, and you're getting me interested in a really big hurry. And how did you find this place? How did they come across your radar?
That I actually was doing a story this summer and met someone who works with the Northeast Chamber, and we just kind of stayed in touch. She's introduced me to a lot of interesting restaurants on Independence Avenue and around in the Northeast neighborhoods.
We're visiting with the stars, Jill Silva. She's a food editor. We're talking about hidden food gems around the Kansas City metro. Jill, let's move over to Pepe Carnitas, which has been around since 1998 or so, but it's still, like our first place, still not all that well known. Tell us about it. Where is it?
Okay, well, Pepe's is one of those that I learned about from Doug Frost. And
Doug Frost is helping a lot here.
Yeah. So he mentioned it to me, and he said it had the best carnitas ever, so I head on over there. I pulled up. It's on Strong Avenue, 38th and Strong, I believe. 32nd and Strong.
Yeah.
Better check that.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I can't park in front of it. There's no parking. So I parked at the bank across the street, walked in, and it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, and they didn't have any food. I was so bummed.
Meaning it was sold out?
It was sold out.
Wow, that's a good sign.
They had nothing. That was a very good sign.
Yeah.
So, came back the next week, oh my gosh, you know, out the door, and I found out that actually you park in the back, and all the customers come in the back door, and they're all in line, and there's no menu board. So, like, I just stood there frozen, and I said, well, this is my first time. What do I order? And they were like, oh, okay. And so you can order by the pound. Their carnitas are pork carnitas made in the Michoacan style of Mexico.
And what is it exactly?
Describe it. So it's pork. It's pork butt. We're talking about a lot of pork butt today, which is actually the shoulder.
Mm-hmm. And not the butt, it's the shoulder.
Well, they call it butt, but it's the shoulder.
Okay.
I can't explain why
that
happened.
What happened there?
So they cook it tenderly in lard in a big copper pot that is probably, as big as 4 or 5 woks. And they just let it cook and simmer for about 4 or 5 hours, and you've got this succulent, shredded meat. And then it is served either with tortillas and refried beans and rice, if you want to sit down and eat it there, or you can get those accompaniments to go, which most people go. Or there's also this really wonderful sandwich that they do with the carnitas, and it's a flour tamale instead of a corn masa tamale. They steam it and cut it in half so it's like a big puffy bun, and they put the carnitas and the cabbage slaw inside of it, and you eat that. And I had never seen that before, and I asked the son, Alberto, does anybody else in Kansas City sell this? And he proudly said, no one but here in Mexico sells this.
No so, kidding.
Yeah. And I kept saying, what's the name of the bun? He says there isn't a name, but it's a tamale, basically.
Yeah, I just am starting to wonder if our listeners would mind if you and I just sort of ended the show now and got in my car and just drove out there.
Let's go, Steve.
Pepe's is at 34th Street and Strong Avenue in KCK. Danny Alexander just found it, and I'm starting to think that might be a good way to spend some time. Again, if our listeners, if you have some nominations for hidden food gems in the Kansas City Metro, 816-235-2888. We're looking for some good ideas here, or you can email us for the Shy at Heart Up to Date at KCUR.org. I just read about Pepe's, that their son, Albert, is a senior at UMKC, and he's got some ideas for how to extend this business going forward, right?
He does. He'd like to take that sandwich that I just described, the carnitas stuffed tamale sandwich, and do maybe some sauces on the side, because they do moles and some other complex, beautiful Mexican sauces. And he would like to do something that's sort of between a Panda Express and a Chipotle, he told me. So, I wish him luck, and I think that he probably has the background to do that.
Well, if folks are interested in Pepe's Carnitas at 34th Street and Strong Avenue, if you want to be cool, walk in the back door, right? That's sort of the morale of the story.
Walk
here.
In the back door and go early, because, I advocate carnitas for breakfast, because they technically stay open on Saturday till 4 p.m., but, like I said, I was there at 1 and they were already sold out, so go early.
Okay, again, our topic, hidden food gems. Now let's go to Johnny White. He's owner and pitmaster of Johnny's Barbecue in Mission. He's decided that it was high time to name a sandwich after KC barbecue icon Artie Davis. And, of course, Johnny White was right. What does he want to do?
Yeah. Well, he's got this fabulous sandwich. So Artie Davis, fabulous icon in Kansas City, has written so many cookbooks, helped start the American Royal, started the sauce competition. So he has this alter ego that he calls Remus Powers. And he gives the barbecue oath. Everybody stands there with their hands up and gets the oath at the American Royal, if you're a judge, or many other competitions.
And the oath is what? What do you
what
do you
pledging
ask
to uphold the,
the high standards of Kansas City barbecue.
The high standards of Kansas City barbecue, and to eat all of it and, be fair with your palate. So he gets up there and gives a lovely little oath that he's been doing for years. And when he does that, he wears a black bowler cap. He wears wire-rimmed glasses, little round wire-rimmed glasses, and a white long apron, which is the butcher-style apron from the 1900s. At butcher shops, all the men wore them all the way down to, past their knees.
Yeah.
And he's affixed some barbecue bones across the top, sort of,
And they're, this is and they're very real official here.
It's very official. So anyway, once upon a time, Artie walked in like that, and Johnny looked at him and said, are you wearing a Halloween costume or what's this all about? So anyway, they became good friends, have been friends for years. Artie is writing for the Chowtown blog for the Kansas City Star. He wrote this summer about the icons of Kansas City barbecue. Johnny made the list. Johnny turned around and said, I'm naming a sandwich after you. So it's a pulled pork sandwich with pimento cheese on a toasted bun. And it's rolling out this month, and it's delicious. I've had it. It has some pickle chips, jalapeno pickle chips on top, a little bit of Johnny's rub on the meat. It's a sandwich to die for.
Man, I was going to say, and again, we're keeping with our pork theme here this morning. Scott tweeted us this, this culinary explanation. He says pork butt is called so because it's the opposite end of the leg from the shank, just like ham is a shank end and a butt end.
Yeah.
I guess.
There you go.
Whatever that means, Scott, we appreciate you tweeting us
at
KCUR up to date. And again, if you want to join our conversation, 816-235-2888. We're looking for your recommendations for hidden food gems here in Kansas City. Where does the Remus thing come from? Why does he already call himself Remus?
That's a really great question. Yeah. So Remus, so he... you know, the Song of the South, that Disney movie goes back to all the folk tales of the South where the narrator is Uncle Remus. Mm-hmm. So he really admires the Uncle Remus character. And Powers comes from a James Dean Cool, that's in quotes, guy that used to work for his dad in his mechanic shop when he was growing up. So he combined those names as the essence of, you know, who he would like to be in the world.
Oh, and that's neat.
And then he said he uses that outfit and that persona as an antidote to his shyness, because you can't be shy when you're wearing that, and he's a naturally shy guy.
What's that sandwich you just described to us? What's it called? Do you know?
It's called the Remus.
The Remus.
Which is why you need to know the whole Remus Power story, and we have a video on that where he gets into depth explaining how he came about with the name.
I have a neighbor, Kent Peterson. That's a Kent Peterson kind of sandwich that you just described there. He will love that. You know, you also feature some other people, places, and products this year in the Star Food, Special Food section. And let's talk about some of them. One is Mag Trucks. Tell us about Mag Trucks.
Mag Trucks is a very cool place up in Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Two guys, young guys, own the place. They grew up in Kearney. They started this business from their dorm rooms, got it going, and they were doing trucks. They still do trucks, basically for FedEx. But with all those box trucks in their lot that they were redoing, they decided to also branch off into food truck land. And they're doing some very high-end trucks, mostly for people out of town. And these trucks are ranging from $80,000 to $120,000 a pop.
Wow.
The one local truck that
turns out,
the Z-Man truck for Oklahoma Joe's. And it is quite a beauty. I got to tour that thing. Oh my gosh, they've got a Southern Pride smoker on the back. So they had to build a special deck off the back of this truck to have this riding on the back, because mm-hmm. it's pretty heavy. They had to work with the suspension. And then to get all the elements that you need for the Z-Man sandwich, because of course you need a microwave to melt the provolone cheese.
Ah.
And you also need fryers for that, deep fry for that onion ring that mm-hmm. goes on top if you don't have that. So they measured out the whole kitchen galley and like to within a quarter of an inch to get all these custom pieces into the truck.
And the Z-Man truck.
Quite wonderful.
Oklahoma Joe's takes a Z-Man truck where? Where does it go?
Well, so far, it's still kind of up there. They introduced it at the American Royal to some of Oklahoma Joe's friends and buddies. And then it kind of went back up to Mag Trucks to kind of stay for a while. I was talking with Doug Wargle recently. We've got some things up our sleeve maybe that will work out. But right now, catering is mostly the reason that truck exists. So if you had a catered event, corporate event, that kind of thing, a wedding, you might be able to see the Z-Man truck. But maybe they'll get out there, you know, a little bit more as the weather warms up. That's been the other factor. You know, they said that, you know, it's been cold since the truck's been up and running. So
we're talking about hidden food gems. If you want to join our conversation, 816-235-2888. Let's go to some calls here. Eleanor from Kansas City, Missouri. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. I know it's been cold and everything's frozen, but you know, today is Ash Wednesday. Yeah. Why are you torturing us with your pulled pork tea? You got a
That's a very fair point, Eleanor.
That I can go for.
Yeah. Well, do you have any good thoughts on what a hidden food gem for you might be in this town?
Oh, I'm just happy to hear all your good thoughts, but you sure got my mouth watering for pork today. You're making me suffer.
Well, just hang in there today, Eleanor. I appreciate that.
You too.
Okay.
You too, and thank you.
You bet. Take care. All right. Again, our number, 816-235-2888. Jill, there's also a place with a twist, a Pinterest diet from Mitzi Doolin, the nutritionist for the Chiefs and the Royals. Tell us about her.
Well, Mitzi I've known for quite a while. She wrote the introduction to my cookbook back in 2008, so I used her as a source before. She's a great registered dietitian, you know, very reputable. So kept up with her career. Well, her career has really skyrocketed here, and she's become one of those people, go-to people for national TV shows. She's been on Dr. Oz. Huffington Post calls her out as one of the nutrition experts that you must, you know, pay attention to.
Wow.
So that's really great. She lives in Leawood. Obviously, she's a local gal, but traveling a lot. So at some point, she was telling her, I think it was the Royals players, you know, you need these kind of recipes and these kinds of things that workouts, go look for those online. And she found out their wives were on Pinterest. And Pinterest is that electronic bulletin board that's very popular with a lot of people.
Like Facebook or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, that's where she's got the idea that, you know what, this is a really good place to get pictures and recipes for really good food, workout suggestions, and she adds affirmations. She, you know, you need to give yourself a little pat on the back for doing good. And so she tells you how to put all these different boards together and spend 10 minutes a day on Pinterest, kind of getting all the information you need. And she said it's like sort of having a nutritionist and a trainer in your pocket. Because, you know, everybody's working on their phones these days, so we're mobile.
So Mitzi Doolin is in the Star's annual food issue here.
She is, and she has 3.7 million Pinterest followers at last count. That might even be low.
3.7 million. Back to some phone calls here. Mike from Kansas City, Missouri. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Well, thanks, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just calling in about the Broadway Butcher Shop at 39th of Broadway. They recently started adding some carryout things to what is a great butcher shop. So we've had chili there. We've had a beef stew. We've had a scramble, all sorts of pretty interesting things. Just thought it might be worth a look.
The Broadway Butcher Shop at 39th Street on 39th and Broadway, you're saying, right?
Yes, correct.
Sounds good, Mike. Appreciate the phone call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go to Martin from Kansas City, Missouri. Martin, you're on Up to Date with Jill Silva. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, talking about all this pulled pork's making me hungry.
Yeah, talk to me about it.
I wanted to recommend it. It's not necessarily a hidden gem anymore, but it's in my neighborhood, so The Local Pig in the East Bottoms.
Awesome. Yeah, Local Pig was in our section last year, and we keep watching what they do, as Broadway Butcher Shop was last year also. So both really great places that we are following. And always looking for little side things that they're doing, because sometimes, you know, the business evolves, and you find a new story of something new that they're doing, and that often appears in our section.
Well, I don't know if it's new, but one of the things that I love that they do is these classes where you can learn how to actually butcher a pig. And
It's a fascinating class. We did that one last year, and I did hang out with them. I didn't actually have to hold the knife or anything, because I have to take notes, I kept saying. But man, there were some really serious people who really do understand butchering, and I was amazed at what you were learning in that class. I would highly recommend taking it.
Martin, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's go to Jerry from Waldo. Jerry, you're on Up to Date. Good morning.
Hey, Steve. I wanted to recommend Herrera's Tenderloin Grill on Southwest Traffic Way. It's a great place to get a burger, and I never really hear much about it from, you know, top burgers in Kansas City.
I've not heard of it either.
Fries.
I love it. Yeah, it's great. You know, I've actually gone there with Artie Davis, and he's had the snoot sandwich. Do you ever try that?
I have yet to. I remember Richard, the guy who used to run it, always told me, if you didn't grow up on it, don't eat it. Just get the cheeseburger and the hot sauce. So I've just kept to the cheeseburger and hot sauce.
I think it's an acquired taste. It's part of it's the looks that you have to get over. I mean,
that's definitely what I've been told by Richard and Ashley, the woman who now runs it.
Jerry, where is it?
Stakely. It's kind of by a bunch of the Mexican restaurants across from the Royal Liquor and store to Dos Mundos.
I know exactly where that is. Yeah.
Yeah, just pop in there one day. It's reasonably priced, great atmosphere, never too busy, and like you know, I've been going there for a while, and I really feel like it's like a second home to me as a restaurant.
Yeah.
So it's a good family place.
I've only driven by it 4,000 times. Sure, I'm glad you called. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call.
You bet. All right. Let's go to Francisco here from Olathe. Francisco, you're on the show.
Hey, Dave. How are you doing?
Well, thanks, Francisco.
I was just wondering if your guests have ever heard of Las Palmas, which is on 825 in Minnesota.
La Palma?
They serve some Guatemalan and Central American dishes.
I have not been there, but that sounds wonderful.
It does.
Yeah, they got this pupusas. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
Oh, I love pupusas. Yeah, love them.
All right. Francisco, I'm glad you called. That's La Palma at 825 Minnesota, right?
That's right.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Let's go to Tammy from Cass County. Tammy, welcome. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
The Sunday brunch at Gregory's in Raymore is incredible. They only offer it once a week, and so it's kind of a treasure that I don't always get to when I want to. They have the best smoked salmon ever. I've got children who don't like fish, and one just raves over it and wants us to buy salmon every time we're at the store, which I cannot prepare it the way they do, so it's difficult. They have a banana sausage. They have all the breakfast stuff, but it is really good, everything they make. And they also smoke pigs. They've smoked pigs for us just for home parties, and I think they have catering services as well.
That's Gregory's in Raymore, right?
Yes.
Tammy, I'm glad you called. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's grab one more call here before a break. And Ed from Lawrence. Ed, welcome to you, too.
Hi. I've got something I think is really special and obscure both. Just east of downtown Lawrence on 9th and Pennsylvania is Charlie's East Side, and it's a little out-of-the-way brick historic place that has potato taco baskets on Friday that are just really fresh and scrumptious and very special.
Yeah, that sounds good too, Ed. Again, it's called East Side Charlie's, right?
East Side Charlie's, East 9th Street, just east of downtown.
I know exactly where you are.
I've got that might be really a winner too. I used to get the most fabulous Reuben sandwiches at Little Russia at Topeka. I think it's just across the Sardou Bridge, and if they're operating, it's a wonderful out of the way historic place that has these wonderful Reuben sandwiches. I'm not real sure. I haven't been there for actually a few years, but if they're there, it's a winner too.
All right, Ed, I'm glad you called. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Jill Silva, just one more thing. Time to Be Well, this cooking show that you'll find on Channel 2. The city of Kansas City, Missouri sponsors it. Why is the city of Kansas City, Missouri putting on a food show?
Well, that's what I wondered.
Yes.
But it's a great idea because it's part of their wellness program. So you can really tailor the kinds of meals that you're presenting to your audience. And Kathy Berry, the registered dietitian who works with the city, is fabulous. She's great fun, and it's been really fun to watch the city hall members come in and do little guest spots with her, and they're becoming kind of more famous for that maybe than they are for the council meetings. So, you know, out and about when people see them. So I think that's just a really fun twist. It's, you know, it's probably not a very expensive show to put together. It certainly takes time and effort, but, you know, it is tailored to your audience. You know, that is as local as you can get, and it really encourages people to be healthy, which we all need to do.
And Jill, help me segue into our next segment here, which is mushrooms. I want to talk about Trammell Treasures, if I'm saying that right.
Trammell Treasures, yes, and they are a treasure. And they just popped up literally in the last year.
Speaking of popping up, yeah.
Yeah, Nora and Matt Trammell were living in an apartment in Overland Park, and they went on vacation, came back, and unfortunately, a pipe had burst behind the wall and flooded their apartment.
But fortunately, there's a fortunately side of this story.
There's the fortunate side.
Yeah.
Yeah, their carpet was growing all kinds of very cool mushrooms. And that made them wonder, what the heck? So Nora says she was a little bit terrified, but Matt thought this is this is cool. And they kind of went with it, and they've learned how to grow mushrooms, and they grow just fabulously beautiful oyster mushrooms. I mean, these things look like they belong in a museum, and they taste great. Really good too. And they've hooked up with Renee Kelly of Renee Kelly's Harvest out in Mission off of Johnson Drive, and she has been using their mushrooms pretty extensively over the winter. They'll kick off again at the Overland Park Farmers Market this spring.
Well, Jill Silva's annual Star Food Issue will appear in Sunday's newspaper. She is the Star's food editor, and always a pleasure to have you here, Jill. Thanks for taking some time with us.
Thanks, Steve. It's great to be here.